You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the weekend edition of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your gracious and humble host, Eric G. Thank you for making me a part of your day. We've got a lot to talk about in the next 20 minutes, like Paul George's pending free agency. Just how much is Paul George considering sticking around Oklahoma City? He will tell us. George will also tell us about making Team USA's initial roster of 35 players and whether or not he tends to actually pursue that, considering the last time he played for Team USA, he suffered a pretty significant leg injury. Also, Paul George will tell us about what the Thunder needs to do in order for this to be considered a successful year. Everybody at the Thunder knows that this has been an underachieving team, but what can be salvaged from this year, especially if the Thunder make the playoffs? In segment two, we'll be talking about Billy Donovan and his time as coach at the Oklahoma City Thunder and just how much is Billy to blame for the current state of the Thunder. What is it about Billy that's not clicking, or what is clicking? Who might be to blame? What has happened? That's segment number two, plus Carmelo Anthony talks about flipping the switch for the playoffs. He's long said the Thunder can do that and will forget about the regular season. How much does Melo believe that? He'll tell us. And then in segment number three, we'll hear from our good friends at Locked On Celtics. They will tell us about the Kyrie Irving injury. And Carmelo Anthony will get into how much pressure and if there's a danger of the Thunder pressing here over these next three games. And Billy Donovan divulges who picks the music at Thunder practice. I'm Eric G. I did radio in Oklahoma City for 4 years, hosting pre- and post-game shows for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I've covered the team for 5 seasons. I now work for Thunder Digest. Thank you very much to Chuck Cheney for letting me be a part of that publication. I also host a podcast called The G League. You can hop onto iTunes and download the latest episode of that. Plus, I go into the locker rooms. I'm a credentialed member of the media. I go to shoot around. We shoot video for the Locked On Thunder website, which you can see now. And a little bit later today, we'll have the full Paul George and Carmelo Anthony media availabilities from today. Plus, we've got all the stuff from yesterday and the past couple of games. And what else do you need to know about me? I love the Thunder. I'm born in Oklahoma. I'm also a Thunder fan. And it means just as much for me for this team to do well as it does for you. I now want to ask business owners, if you're looking for men between the ages of 18 and 44, to email David Locke, DLOCKE09@gmail.com. DLOCKE09@gmail.com. Find out about our reasonable rates and how you can become a member of the Locked On Podcast Network. Not just Locked On Thunder, but any one of our great Locked On podcasts, which are daily podcasts for all the NBA, Major League Baseball, and NFL teams. We also have a brand new website, which you can surf right now or click or do whatever you need to do, which is LockedOnSports.com, which has articles, video, and all the Locked On podcasts. It's all right there, one-stop shopping. You'll love it. You'll love being a part of it. 80% of the people that listen to this are men between the ages of 18 and 44, and 98% of the people that listen are men. It's great. It's a great product for men, and they would love to buy, they would love to spend their money with you. Locked On Podcast, Locked On Podcast Network, all a part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Enough of that. Let's talk some Oklahoma City Thunder basketball. Paul George today got some good news. One, he was selected to Team USA's 35-man roster along with Russell Westbrook. We'll touch on that in a second. But George also knows that it's one day closer to his free agency. And if he's thinking about bailing, that moment is coming much quicker than he could expect right now. And who knows what's going on in Paul George's mind? Who knows if he's telling us the truth? Who knows if he's already packing his bags and hitting to Los Angeles, California? Eric Horn of the Daily Oklahoman, ask him about it today and ask him about his recent interview with Rachel Nichols, Paul George, on his upcoming free agency.
My answer is the same. You know, as I told Rachel, I can see myself being here. I've been happy here. I've been happy with the organization, been happy with my teammates. you know, our record is not what we want it to be. But I think I've enjoyed just learning and being around these guys. So my answer is still the same. You know, I'm not going to let playoffs or, you know, how we finish this season, you know, persuade or indicate where I'm going to go this offseason. You know, I'm going to put everything into this. And, you know, again, I could definitely see myself being here.
There's kind of a perception, I'm sure, as you're aware, you kind of alluded to it, that, like, it's on the line for the Thunder. They've got to impress you with the results here, and that every game there kind of seems to be that underlying factor. Do you sense that? Do you feel that, that people kind of react to games that way?
No, not necessarily. I mean, this is our first year together. This is year one for this group. You know, I didn't, you know, we got a chance to win it all, but realistically, you know, it takes time for things to build and chemistry to mesh and just for everybody to be on the same page. You know, so this wasn't a you know, championship or bust coming into this for me. It was just an opportunity to see, you know, what it's like to be here and just to, you know, naturally just fall in love with it. And it's been that. It's been a lot of love here.
With Paul George saying the regular season hasn't turned out to be like he wanted it or like anybody in the Thunder organization would have wanted, I wanted to know what would it take for him or anybody else to consider this regular season a success.
Just building, building chemistry, you know, regardless how our season ends. I think we take the steps in the right direction. We learn, you know, we get beat. But it's just about how, you know, how our games are going and how we play as a team that will determine, you know, what we've learned all year and how successful this group has been.
How do you feel about playing USA basketball, considering you had your injury during USA basketball? And, I mean, how do you feel about your future playing with that group?
Some people may want to blame Sam Presti for the way this season has gone, but I can't do it. I mean, I guess ultimately the blame is for him. He did trade for Paul George and Carmelo Anthony, and if they don't perform, you're the one that decided to get rid of Victor Oladipo, Enes Kanter, and Domantas Sabonis in order to acquire these guys. Still, every one of us would have done it. And more importantly, we as fans wanted him to do this. And when he did, we were all high-fiving each other. So I can't blame Sam Presti for how this season has turned out. What I can say is that the responsibility falls onto the players and the coaches to make sure that they are in position to win. And coming up in segment two, we'll talk about Billy Donovan and his time as coach at the Oklahoma City Thunder and just what blame he has to share or take for this season. Back to Paul George now. He was named to the 35-man roster for Team USA. There will be a mini camp coming up in Las Vegas in the latter part of July to try and whittle that roster down to 12 spots. The last time George played for Team USA, he suffered a pretty bad leg injury. How bad? He missed 76 games for the Indiana Pacers. So is there any trepidation about Paul George or from Paul George about going to play for Team USA one more time?
I feel good. You know, it'll come to a family decision ultimately to go all the way through and see if that's something I want to do down the line. But as of now, you know, it's been great, especially I built a lot of relationships, especially with Mel because of USA Basketball. So we'll see. We'll see down the line. It's definitely a toll on the body. So when that decision comes, you know, it'll be a consultant moment with the family and with the organization.
The organization is not the Thunder that he's going to play with next year. Then I say play for Team USA all you want. But if Paul George and Russell Westbrook are going to play for the Oklahoma City Thunder, we know Russell Westbrook is, then no, I don't want him playing for Team USA. In fact, it's a waste of time. I agree with Mark Cuban. I don't like any outside tournaments where players can get hurt. The age-old argument is that, well, they can get hurt in practice. They can get hurt in a regular season game, and you might not have them for the playoffs, but at least they're performing for you. At least they're performing for the people that are paying their checks, and at least they're performing for the fans, not for some exhibition which that's all the Olympics are, is they are an exhibition. And in this country, in America, and it's probably different, and I know, as a matter of fact, I know it's different in other parts of the world, we don't put as much value on winning for your country as we do winning for your organization. That's just the way we are in America, and I'm not one for change. I don't want to see that changed anytime soon. So if Paul George decides that he wants to sit out, I'm all for it. If he decides he wants to play, I'm not going to be exactly thrilled with it, especially if he's still here in Oklahoma City being a part of Big Blue. This is the Locked On Podcast Network, your team daily. I am your host, Derek G. This is the Locked On Thunder Podcast. And coming up in segment number two, Carmelo Anthony will tell us why he believes the Thunder can flip the switch for the playoffs. If your target demographic for your business that you own is men between the ages of 18 and 44, then look no further than the Locked On Podcast Network to be the place that you advertise. We have very reasonable rates. We have 98% of a listening audience, or 98% of our listening audience is men. 80% of those are between the ages of 18 and 44, and they're wanting to know who you are. They're wanting to know what you've got to sell them and how they can get in touch with you and your product. Well, and in order for that to happen, you got to get in touch with us. Email David Locke, DLOCKE09@gmail.com. That's David Locke, DLOCKE09@gmail.com, and become a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Coming up in segment number three of the Locked On Thunder Podcast, we'll hear from our good friends at Locked On Celtics about Kyrie Irving's injury and what that means for that team as they get ready to get into the playoffs. Now we talk about Billy Donovan, who's been in Oklahoma City for 3 years. And I got the idea to discuss this, or I wanted to discuss it, after being a part of a texting chain with the good folks at Thunder Digest. And it was brought up that Billy Donovan has had three subpar regular seasons. But let's look at that. Before you start thinking that Billy Donovan can't coach in the NBA or isn't the right coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder, in the first season that Billy Donovan was here, there was a lot of pressure because it was KD's last season. Donovan needed to win. Sam Presti needed to make a move to get rid of Scott Brooks to bring somebody in who could hopefully get the Thunder to a championship, and that would make KD want to stay. Billy Donovan's regular season may not have been that great. He had to learn the NBA. The players had to learn him. They had to figure out what works for each other. The Thunder ended up in third place and were still one win away from going to the finals. That is a successful season. Even when you collapse, leading 3-1, there's no other way to classify that other than successful, because ultimately all we care about is what happens in the playoffs. As far as season number two goes, you lose Kevin Durant, some major changes are made to the organization, you're relying on Russell Westbrook, you have a banged up Steven Adams, and you're still making it to the playoffs. It's a 6 seed, but I don't know anyone who realistically thought Thunder could have competed for a championship that year, because Kevin Durant left so late in free agency, there wasn't any way to really recover from that. I think Billy Donovan did about the best job anybody could have done under those circumstances. And this year, you're bringing in two stars in Paul George and Carmelo Anthony. You're asking them to completely change their game. Alex Abrines has been hurt. He's been inconsistent this year. Josh Huestis has also been inconsistent. You're breaking in Terrence Ferguson. It's not the regular season you would have hoped, but the Thunder are still going to make the playoffs in all likelihood. And there's still an opportunity for them to be successful this year. I think Billy Donovan's done a good job as head coach. Are there better guys than him out there? Maybe. But right now, he seems to be a really good fit for the organization. And most importantly, Sam Presti wants him to be a part of the organization. And that's what really matters right now. A few weeks ago, I asked Billy Donovan about this team not living up to expectations. And here's what he had to say.
You know, I think the... What ends up happening is when you have a team that, and I had this, you know, even at Florida, you know, first time we won a national championship, the team that we had was unranked. So that team unbelievably overachieved. Then the next year, we're ranked number one in the country. Same group of guys, unranked to number one in the country. So sometimes a lot of this preseason stuff you don't know. So I don't really look at it as the expectation part of it. It's because we've pulled a group of players together and half our rosters changed that are really, really good players. But it's all about a team to me. It's all about how your team gels and meshes and works with one another. And for us, that's been a process. And I think I talked about it from day one that it was going to take time for us to constantly evolve. I think our biggest struggles were early in the year, in the months of probably November and December, offensively. I mean, we were probably rating-wise, you know, 23rd, 24th best offensive team. I clearly knew that we were better than that, but we weren't performing like that because it took time. So sometimes it takes time for teams to evolve. Our guys knew the expectations, but they also knew that it was going to take time for a group of guys that have never played together to try to evolve to become a good team.
If you remember back a couple of podcasts ago, Carmelo Anthony was asked about how much the regular season affects what's going to happen in the playoffs, and he said that it pretty much didn't, that the playoffs were a completely different monster. Eric Korn of NewsOK.com asked him that question again, and Melo talks about flipping the switch.
I think that comes from like the your experience. Your experiences that you've had throughout your career, and just knowing kind of what it takes, the mindset, the focus. I think more so than anything, that's what it is. You know, understanding how the importance of the postseason, the attention to details that it takes to win in the postseason, understanding, you know, time, score, possession, and, you know, really focusing on each possession, one possession at a time, and not giving up possessions. So there's a lot of little things that come into play, and I think that almost forces you to kind of take your level of play to another level, and your mentality is big time. Your focus level is big time in the postseason.
We'll hear more from Carmelo Anthony coming up in segment number three. We'll also hear from Billy Donovan and find out about who is picking the music for the Oklahoma City Thunder practices. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Business owners who are looking for men between the ages of 18 and 44, advertise with the Locked On Podcast Network because we'll get them for you. That's right. 98% of the people that listen to this podcast are men. 80% of those are between the ages of 18 and 44. Email David Locke, DLOCKE09@gmail.com. That's DLOCKE09@gmail.com. And you can become a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Yesterday, news broke that Kyrie Irving will be out for the rest of the season. The Boston Celtics lose him. They lose Gordon Hayward. They are still in second place in the Eastern Conference, and that's not going to change. Right now, they would play the Washington Wizards. And with more on that, here are our good friends from Locked On Celtics.
John Corrales here from Locked On Celtics to talk about the breaking Kyrie Irving injury news. He is going to have surgery on his left knee to remove screws that were implanted in 2015 when he fractured his patella. Now, you might remember a few weeks ago, he had surgery on that same knee to remove a supporting wire that was also part of that same injury. Now, what they have found is an infection at the site of the screws. So they're going back in. They're going to take the screws out. They're going to clear up the infection. The Celtics say his knee is structurally sound, but it's going to take 4 to 5 months for everything to recover and for him to get back to playing basketball. The Celtics' focus has always been on next season, especially after the Gordon Hayward injury. But now they definitely will not have Kyrie Irving back for the playoffs. After the initial surgery, they had thought maybe he'd return at some point in the first or second round. Now that is out. So the immediate impact for the Boston Celtics is Terry Rozier is probably going to move into the starting point guard role, a role that he has served well for the Celtics so far in Kyrie's absence and in Marcus Smart's absence. They hope to get Marcus Smart back at some point in the first round. He's had that thumb surgery to repair a torn tendon. So hopefully for the Celtics that he comes back, but immediately They will not have Kyrie Irving for this playoff run. It's going to be tough getting out of the first round for the Celtics. If they do and they get to a second round, that's going to be especially difficult. So I'm sure teams are going to start lining up hoping to play the Celtics in that second round. That specifically would be Cleveland. Long term, they say the knee is structurally sound and they hope to start next season with a healthy Gordon Hayward and a healthy Kyrie Irving. And the Celtics' priority has always been that. So we'll see how that goes, but right now there's no further damage. It's not another injury. It's not a separate thing. It's all part of the same thing to clear up what they had done to fix his knee in 2015. And this should remove every apparatus that was in there. And once that's out and healed and the infection is gone, Kyrie Irving should be good to go. We'll see. That's the breaking news. I'm John Corrales from Locked On Celtics.
C's would face the Wizards in the first round of the playoffs. The Wizards with John Wall, despite that, they've still lost three in a row. I think the Celtics could get past Washington, but anything further than that should be considered gravy this year. And next year, with Hayward and with Kyrie Irving, hopefully both of those guys stay healthy, serious contenders in the East. As far as the Oklahoma City Thunder goes, I don't know if we consider them serious contenders in the West or not, but there are three pressure-packed games coming up starting tomorrow against the Houston Rockets, or today, depending on wherever you're listening. Then you've got the Miami Heat and the Memphis Grizzlies. Thunder still got playoff seeding and berth on the line. Carmelo Anthony talks about the Thunder and whether or not they'll press these next three games.
For me, I won't allow myself to go and play with that type of pressure. I've never allowed myself to play with that pressure. And I won't start now, even though I'm on a new team, new situation. These three games are, you know, fun games. It should be exciting games. Even though we know the situation and what can happen and what cannot happen, it still should be fun games. Like, these moments are fun, and we should cherish these moments because, you know, you don't get these often. So for me, I won't allow myself to play, you know, pressurized and, really, you know, tense, and you know these next couple games is games where, you know, we're gonna try to go win. We want to go win, but we also want to enjoy this moment at the same time.
Finally, we wrap things up today on a high note. If you listen to yesterday's podcast, you know there was a lot of Bobby Brown being played at practice. Sometimes the Thunder play music, sometimes they don't. So Billy Donovan was asked about that right before we wrapped up his media session.
You said that some days there's music playing, some days...
I have no idea. I am not the DJ here, that's for sure. I have no idea.
But you have to make some decision about whether that's allowed, right? You're the boss here.
Yeah. But, I mean, after practice, though, with this, this is not going on in practice. Yeah. You know, after practice, though, with these guys at work, and I have no problem with it, but I don't DJ it, right. You know, but like, we're not listening to music.
Big Bobby Brown here?
No. No Bobby Brown. But, I mean, I'm fine with them having it on, after practice, though, with it. It's fine with me if that's what they want.
I gotta say, when I look at Billy Donovan, I don't want to go with the low-hanging fruit here, but he is from New York, so you automatically think, what, Simon and Garfunkel and Billy Joel? That's the kind of music he would listen to? You know what? No, I'm going to go Anthrax. I can't go any newer than Anthrax, but that's what I'll think about Billy Donovan, is that he wants to listen to Anthrax before he gets pumped up because he wants to support the guys that came from his home state. Plus, I really like Anthrax, so that's what I'm going with. So, Billy, you are now, in my mind, you're an Anthrax fan, and tell Russ he needs to break out the rock shirts again, and Anthrax needs to be the next band that he supports during his post-game interviews. We thank you so much for listening to the weekend edition of the Locked On Thunder podcast. We'll be back on Monday. Until then, peace, love, and Thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.